What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Billion Dollar Athletes. I'm Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc., where we connect brands, companies, and athletes. Billion Dollar Athletes, man, if this is your first time with us, your first time hearing an episode of this podcast, we're all about billion dollar mindset and the athletic mindset, the world-class athletic mindset. How do you apply these mindsets into these spaces, into this world, so that you can be uber successful at whatever it is you're trying to do, right? And so that's our main focus, is to make sure that I'm providing you with high level information and insight that's going to allow you to continue on the path that you're on and find the things that you're looking for in the terms of success and all these great opportunities out here in this world that we live in. Right. So once again, it's another great day. I appreciate you being with me today. We have an awesome topic, man. I'm talking about building a machine, and not even building a machine, owning a machine, having access to a machine. And I know you're thinking, like, what are you talking about, Corey? Like, what are you talking about? What does that mean? You know, building a machine or having access to a machine. So I'm gonna break it down for you guys, so that you can understand exactly what I'm saying, exactly what I mean when I'm talking about building a machine or having access to a machine. So I take sports, for example. You know, I played in the NFL, and a lot of people look at athletes, professional athletes, and they see the large scale of athletes that lose their money or end up with no money, or whatever the case may be, right? And people are like, how does that happen, right? Like, how can you make $5 million and have no money? Or how can you make $10 million and have no money? Or whatever the number is, right? And so, it's really simple. It's very, 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 very simple. Look at the NFL, the whole ecosystem of the NFL, as a machine, right? And the athlete is participating inside of this machine. And so as long as they're participating inside of that machine, they're able to generate income, they're able to profit, make money, right? And so based upon the money that they're making, they create a lifestyle around that, okay? Right? And so now they have a sustainable lifestyle because they're in this machine. Well, the problem with that is the minute they get cut, get injured, retire, all of a sudden they're outside of the machine, outside of the ecosystem, and now they can't generate and create income. Now you're saying, well, they made $5 million. Yes, but they created a lifestyle around that, right? And so now you may have a chunk of money sitting in the bank. You may have some money in investments, but now you have no machine to make your money keep coming back to you. And so now you're just pulling from your resources that are sitting right there in the bank. And so every time you buy something, there's no way to replace the money that you just spent, right? And so now that nest egg, that lump you have there is incrementally getting smaller, right? And smaller. And you're trying to figure out how to squeeze tighter and tighter and tighter, right? And this happens because you don't own the machine. You don't longer have access to the machine. It's the same thing if you work in a traditional job, right? You can do this for 20, 30 years, right? Traditional job. You lose that job, you no longer have a machine. You no longer have access to that machine. So all you have is whatever you accumulated in cash, right? And that cash evaporates without a machine. The machine is what keeps that cash moving and turning because that's what it's supposed to do, right? And so that's what's happening, right? You have to figure out how to A, either have access to a machine or own the machine, right? And if you can do that, you're gonna constantly be able to have income constantly be able to have what you need to be able to keep doing the things you need to do and maintain your lifestyle, right? And so there's three things that we focus on, right, with my company, right? We focus on, obviously, we are the machine, and we focus on printing money, which is means basically providing some type of service, value to make money come back to us, creating opportunities, and then three, driving value, right? Printing money, creating opportunities, driving value. That's what we're focused on, right? Because we own the machine. It's our machine. And so our machine is focused on those things, right? How do we make sure that we're generating revenue? How do we make sure that we're giving out opportunities? How do we make sure that we're providing extreme value? Now we're constantly printing money, driving these opportunities, and giving out this value, right? You have to have a machine. It doesn't matter. You can be working a traditional job. You still have to figure out how to have access to a machine, right? And so you might say, hey, I know I'm working this traditional job that I love, doing something I really care about, but I don't own a machine, don't have access to a machine. What should I do? You can do anything from saying, hey, let me invest in a rental property that's going to drive income back to me. And that'll be a part of my machine. So if anything happens, I have a supplement, I have something coming that's going to drive back to me, right? And so figuring it out. Some people say I might do dividend yielding investments so that now I can receive dividends every year off of the investments I make. And I can use that as a part of my machine, right? There's so many different ways to do it, but you have to think that way mentally in your mind. You have to have that idea, right? Like, if I don't have a machine and I don't have access to a machine, then I can't maintain my lifestyle. I cannot continue to do the things that I love to do. And so that's what it really comes back to. You know, it's not a mystery why these things happen, why things get out of order, out of whack. It's because you're participating in the ecosystem. You're participating inside a machine, but you don't own that machine and you don't have continuous access to that machine. And the minute that machine shuts down, you know, when companies go under, right, then there's people left on the sidelines with no machine, right? When people lose their jobs, they're left on the sidelines with no machine, right? The same thing with athletes, right? When they no longer can do what they do, they're left on the sidelines with no machine. And so it's very simple. You have to attach yourself to a machine or either own that machine or have access to the machine. You don't have to be an entrepreneur, right? Being an entrepreneur means you're going to own the machine and you're responsible for that machine. You have to maintenance that machine. You have to make sure that that machine is serviced, and you have to make sure that machine is producing, and you're responsible for everything, right? You don't necessarily have to do that. You can gain access to the machine by things you invest in, the things that you think is going to yield you the type of dividends that you're looking for. But at the end of the day, no machine. If you have no machine, you're going to be in trouble. You know, and money evaporates without a machine. It just does. It goes away. I mean, we all have had that experience where you can have a $100 bill, you can buy something for $5, and the minute you break that $100 bill, what happens? It evaporates. It's like, what happened to the $100 bill? Like, where did it go? Right? It's the same thing that happens when you no longer have a machine. All of that money evaporates. It goes away. Unless you attach it to something real that can drive value back to you, and that machine can keep turning and turning and turning and bringing it back to you. And that way, now you're always in a position to continue to print money or have money and so on and so forth, you know. But that's what it comes down to, guys. You got to have a machine some way, somehow. You have to have a machine. That's the key. That's the answer to all the problems. That's the real answer. So this is something that, you know, I'm very passionate about because I've had many experiences in my life. I've seen many things happen. I've seen many things come, many things go, you know, and being in a position of ownership and having a company and being able to impact people's lives and being an influencer, I feel it's my duty to make sure that I'm sharing valuable information that allows people to continue to go on the path that they want to go on of success, right? And today, it's about the machine. You have to have access to it. You have to be focused on that machine, building the machine. And that's what it's about. I'm Corey Jackson. You guys are listening to Billion Dollar Athletes. Hopefully, you guys are getting some value out of this. I appreciate you listening as always. Definitely join us every day. We're dropping this every day, podcast episodes every day with valuable information or what I deem valuable. Hopefully, you feel the same. And so keep joining us. I appreciate you guys listening in. I really do. I definitely look forward to any comments, any questions, anything that you'd like to know, ask. I am an open book. Feel free. Once again, I appreciate you guys. And I'm Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, where we connect brands, companies, and athletes. And like I say all the time, losing is a choice, but winning is a lifestyle. Till next time, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.